Absolutely. So Critical is an emergency response charity. We have three very distinct groups of volunteers. We have a group of doctors who respond in blue light vehicles, which the charity provide, and we kit those vehicles out. And we essentially bring the emergency department to the roadside or to the farm. So we bring all the equipment and the skills that those doctors possess to someone who's having an issue. We have another group, which are our community volunteers. So we have a number of those groups across the country. And then we have another group, which are off-duty responders. They are paramedics and EMTs. Sorry. Can you hear that?
No, it's fine. Keep going.
Oh, okay. So our third group are off-duty responders. They're members of the National Ambulance Service, who we give life-saving kit bags to, which contain defibrillators and other medical equipment. And they respond within their communities to emergencies and phone calls that come in via the 999 service. So every time someone is every time someone has an issue, they should dial 999, and the people on the other end of the phone know exactly where all the resources are across the country, and they can apply the appropriate resource, which could be one of our volunteers, depending on what the issue is when someone calls.
And last year was the busiest year on record for Critical, with 120 calls in Donegal. How big specifically is the operation in this part of the country?
Well, Donegal is well served. We would love to do more, and that's always our challenge, is how can we do more? We have two fantastic doctors in Donegal. So we have Dr. Jerry Lane, who's one of our responders. And we also have Dr. Jack Collins, who's up there in Rathmullen. Jerry's more in the Letterkenny area. So Donegal is well served by our doctor responders, and they get tasked to some of the most serious incidents. And because they're coming from the community, they can get there quick. They both have rapid response vehicles, which our charity provides, and they're both equipped with some of the most high-tech medical equipment to give the most appropriate treatment when it's needed, because when someone's having an issue, it's minutes and seconds that can make the difference between life and death, and also between someone's recovery and how well they recover.
And in 2025, the calls that you received and responded to were up 54%. Do you predict that will get higher again this year?
Well, our services, unfortunately, I have to say that, are always in demand, and I would be surprised if those services go in reverse. They're in demand for a number of reasons. One, because we're trying to expand our services, so we're trying to expand our community volunteer groups, we're trying to expand our off-duty responders, and we're also trying to expand our doctor network across the country. So obviously, the bigger we get, the more calls we will be attending. That's good for people who are having the issues. It's a challenge from a financial point of view, because we don't get any direct funding from the government, despite our best efforts to try and convince them that what we do is worthwhile. And of course, our volunteers are fantastic individuals. And if I could just pay tribute to, we have a number of off-duty responders in Donegal, as well as Dr. Jerry Lane and Dr. Jack Collins. And if I could take this opportunity to thank them all, and I would ask your listeners there on Highland Radio, if they do see Jerry or Jack on their travels, maybe just to say hello to them, because they're fantastic, wonderful people to have in the Donegal area.